Today's reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. Verses 1 through 16. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was unable to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Now you may remember the song, "Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood?" It goes like this. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? And then it lists the kinds of people you'd meet in your neighborhood. There were postmen, teachers, dentists, doctors, I remember trash collectors, grocers, and other people sung about in that song. These days, we would add contractors and builders because people are building everywhere in Greater Philadelphia. Meanwhile, from the first century comes a list of the names you will meet when you're walking down the street if you have faith in Jesus Messiah. If you trust God's promise to forgive your sin, clean your heart, grow you in Jesus' likeness, if you stick with Jesus and His people no matter what, if you accept that God is reforming His world through Jesus' people, be it the created world, relations between people groups, the treatment of prisoners and refugees, caring for the sick, educating the next generation, accounting for dollars and cents, maybe securing our streets, or inventing and then servicing products. No matter the cost to your social circle or job prospects or the blood you may shed for associating with Jesus, you will meet the others in the city of God. Our main move then, all God's people in God's city have faith in God's Son, Jesus. The people we see here are examples of the confidence in what we hope for, an assurance of what we do not see. They go all the way back to the foundations of creation. So you don't need to fear that following God by faith in Jesus is some new, untested thing. It's always been the way people engage God since the fall. It's got the deepest foundations. In fact, of all the identities you could take on, this is eternal and life-giving. So we are not residents of Greater Philadelphia first, but first residents of the city of God living here for now. That city is heavenly in origin. But it will come down out of heaven at the end. If you wonder where it is right now, like everything in this chapter in Hebrews, it's out of sight. It's something we believe. It's not something that we see. But one day we will. And so to strengthen our encouragement and keep us from drifting away from Jesus, and help us work out that dual description of faith from verse 1, we have the following examples. From verse 3, the universe itself, all things seen and unseen came into being because God said so. Anything we see came from nothing. So what we do see evidences God's existence and power. That means that the object of our faith is beyond our reach. God will not be manipulated by any creature. Do you believe that the universe was formed at God's command? That what is came from what was not? That what is came from what was invisible, not what was visible. And if you don't believe in that, then I ask, where are you? If you do, I want you to see we are in the same universe as God's own examples of faith here. Verse 4, Abel. Abel's the second son of Adam and Eve. And he was killed by his brother Cain. His offering was better, righteous. He was commended by God. And even though he's dead, he's still talking. What Abel did was by faith. Abel worshipped by faith. And his brother hated him for his faith. Do you know that God is so just that even the very first martyr for their faith will be vindicated by God? Sure. The very first martyr for their faith will be vindicated by God. And if the first, then surely anyone we know since then, because God keeps records. Verse 5, you got Enoch. Hello, Enoch. Enoch didn't even die. God testified that he was pleased with Enoch. The writer thinks that it's because of Enoch's faith. That's why they share verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. The wilderness generation did not trust God, despite what they saw from Him. Enoch did. Do you believe that God can reward you for your sacrifices for His sake? Think of your secret struggles where you overcome sin and temptation. Think of your unknown acts of service here or in some regional ministry. God can reward these things. Look at how He rewarded Enoch. As we walk through the city of faith, we'll see Noah. Verse 7. Noah trusted because of God's command and built a huge boat, though he had never seen a flood. It wasn't that Noah believed in God and kept his faith to himself. No. Noah's faith saved his whole family. There's more. Noah's faith condemned the whole world. And as we hear in Habakkuk, and then Romans, and then Galatians, Noah was considered righteous because of his faith. Do you believe your faith says anything outside of your immediate relationship to God? Of course it does. It says, for one, you're not playing by the world's rules. It says, for one, you're not willing to play by the world's rules. That your hope and your life are set in another city, God's city. That hope gives you the strength to serve your city day to day. Last, there's Abraham and Sarah, verses 8 through 12. One day we will see this precious brother and sister in the flesh. Having not seen his destination, Abraham left his homeland because of God's call. Even when making his home in his place given by God, he lived in tents. He was looking for a city with deep foundations. Whose architect, I'm in verse 10, and builder is God. And his wife Sarah gets named here as another who believed in God. She was told by God she would carry a baby, even though she was far past baby carrying years. From Sarah and Abraham, though beyond years, gave birth to descendants as numerous as two things. If you look up at night, you'll see stars in the sky you cannot count. When you visit the shore, you look down at your feet and you see sand that you cannot count. Like a very busy city. These large numbers of things are a sign of God's great power in creation and populating his own city by salvation. This will all become clear only in God's Son, Jesus Messiah, in the line of Abraham. That's right. This will only happen in God's Son, Jesus Messiah, in the line of Abraham. He is king of the city of God forever, who alone trusted his Father. He suffered the shame of death by humans. To then go back to his Father in whom alone is the source and substance of faith and love and hope. And to open our access back to God by His blood. Maybe you still don't believe that God exists. Or that His Son is Jesus of Nazareth. Maybe you trust in Jesus, but like many, you wonder how you can believe given your own needs. Or your children's many questions to you. Or the speed of change going on in society around you. I understand, however, it may be that you are trusting in your culture. You are hoping that your culture, whatever culture that is, might affirm and comfort your decisions. Thinking this way is like going into a dangerous part of town. Be careful to trust Jesus' promises, not your culture. Maybe you trust in your property, your citizenship. We know, though, that the early believers sustained terrible losses in being identified with this so-called weird new sect. The recipients of this letter had been mocked and jeered and things taken from them. They trusted Jesus' promises, not their outward success. So will it be with us. So it will be with us. These examples of faith all died before receiving the full promise God had given them. They died before seeing Jesus. What makes this remarkable is that they could have gone back to their homeland any time. Think of Orpah, who started back with Naomi. But then Naomi said, "Oh, go back, go back." And Orpah did. Think of Ittai, the Gittite. This man is remarkable. He wasn't even a Jew, but a Philistine from the city of Gath. He bound himself and a number of his troops and families to the great King David. But the day came when David was forced to flee his own city, named for him because of his son Absalom. Let us flee, he said. And they all began leaving. David stood at the gate while everyone passed him. He saw Ittai and said, "Wait." He said, "Ittai, you're not even Jewish. Go back to your people. We don't even know where we're going or where we will finish." Do you know what Ittai said? "Wherever my lord the king goes, there I will be." How in the world did he know that? That's longing for a better country, a heavenly one. And I urge you to receive these accounts as evidence. The longing for a homeland is taken as evidence that it must exist somewhere in heaven, if not on earth. Our faith defines a life based on what is not seen rather than what is seen. This also becomes a proof. Teaches Dr. Luke Timothy Johnson. This becomes a proof in the very lives of the humans who live by it, of the reality of the unseen. No wonder God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has made a city for them already. A city where we will see them as neighbors, day to day, someday. Meanwhile, we see our neighbors' neighbors. Jesus sends all of us neighbors in order to enjoy life. To rely on each other. And to grow us in wisdom by exposing us to people and households that are not just like us. Knowing some of our neighbors in the city of God, what about our neighbors here? How can you care for them in ways they'll appreciate? What might you say about the Bible's long list of faithful pilgrims? I want you to think, too, not of the neighbors that you see all the time, but of the neighbors you know that are there that you don't see.
也许有一些邻居是你平常看不见的。Many
of our neighbors stay out of sight because of pain, loss, shame.
有些人因为就是说他们的这个悲伤或者是他们的一些痛苦啊，他们不愿意走到人边上来。
I urge you to pray for them today. Plan to drop by sometime. Be flexible to respond to them. Look for seasonal excuses to greet them and serve them. I know that PBRC offers ways to connect as well. Remember the neighbors that sit in darkness. And need personal contact from Jesus through our hands and our hearts. All God's people in God's city have faith in God's Son, Jesus. Whether Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Jesus, the writer to the Hebrews, or me and you. By faith, we live in a city built by God. May we see that more and more this week. Amen.